the 18th pick in the first round. The Jets select.
Just like last year when only Chad Pennington was selected in the first round by the Jets, the quarterback position, they produced just one first rounder this time around as well. The difference, Michael Vick represents the first overall selection to the San Diego Chargers. While he still needs to develop into a pure passer and refine his overall skills, Vick's enormous upside potential is the reason the Chargers are bringing him into the fold. Vick has a powerful arm, halfback-type running skills, and the natural leadership qualities that are necessary for success in the NFL. On the bubble for round one is Purdue's high-profile signal caller, Drew Brees. While he lacks top arm strength and is only 6'1¼", Brees is an accurate passer who possesses all the intangibles you look for. If he's still available early on round two, the Atlanta Falcons would be a nice fit. Next to come off the board should be Rutgers signal caller Mike McMahon, followed by Florida State's Chris Wenke and Florida's Jesse Palmer. McMahon only completed right around 50% of his passes and ran a little hot and cold as a senior, but you have to remember that he was hampered by a questionable supporting cast. At the pro level, his arm strength and mobility will provide McMahon with an opportunity to earn a starting job in the NFL. He'd be a solid choice for the Steelers on round two. Wenke proved to be more accurate throwing the football this past season and also dropped his weight from around 250 to 230. In the process, he did a better job of avoiding the initial pass rusher. Palmer's stock really improved at Senior Bowl practices where he spun the ball exceptionally well, crossing tight spirals all over the field. At running back, TCU's LaDainian Tomlinson has overtaken Ole Miss's Deuce McAllister as the top player at that spot, figuring to provide a real boost to the Chicago Bears' ground attack with the eighth choice overall. Tomlinson was both super productive and extremely durable at TCU. The improvement he showed catching the football at the Senior Bowl practices and during his workouts that propelled him to the top of the running back board. I still have a high regard for McAllister, but he's been on the slide of late, figuring as a possibility for the Chiefs, who own the 12th choice. The concern with McAllister is his upright style, as well as concerns about his ability to remain at full strength after an injury-plagued senior year with the Rebels. However, if you look back at his junior campaign, McAllister proved to be a multi-dimensional performer who rates as the top pass-catching running back in the draft. Wisconsin's Michael Bennett can hit the home run at any time with his 4-3 speed. At the pro level, he'll need to show a little more shiftiness with his running style and also work hard to upgrade his pass receiving skills. That's why bubble for round one with Minnesota a possibility with the 27th pick. Running backs who figure in the second or third round area include Pittsburgh's Kevin Barlow, Maryland's Lamont Jordan, and Michigan's Anthony Thomas. At fullback, Auburn's Keith Evans is clearly the top player at the position, with his versatility the key. Look for Evans to be taken off the board in a late second or early third round area. Previewing the NFL draft, I'm Mel Kiper Jr., ESPN.